Welcome back to Durango Digs. Again, you're tuned in to AM 1240 KDGO 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce here with Blake Morris and Maggie Morgan. So am I supposed to say, Lieutenant Commander, salute you? I mean, we're recording this via Zoom. What's the proper protocol?
We'll give you a pass on this one. That's fine. Oh. First names
are fine.
We're not at work.
Blake and Maggie, perfect. And so Blake, before the break, we were talking to Maggie about one of her memorable rescues, something, you know, that obviously, yeah, you saved somebody that got to, you know, get back home to his family. What about your experiences, Blake?
Mine was also in San Francisco as well. And just throwing a plug out there for anybody who wants to join the Coast Guard. Yeah, you can get stationed in San Francisco, Los Angeles,
Hawaii,
Alaska, Miami. There's some good
Lots
spots
good
out
locations.
There. But yeah, we were lucky enough to be stationed there first. And my the case that stood out the most to me was I was on duty. And we stand like a 24-hour duty, like kind of like a fire department does, and you're waiting to get a call. And so we got a call at about 11 o'clock at night, saying that there was a damaged fishing vessel south of Monterey Bay, just offshore, and that one person was feared dead, one person was seriously injured and not responsive, and that the boat was anchored without power. And the sea state was bad enough that the Coast Guard boat could not get the injured person off. So they called us out. The weather was pretty bad in nighttime. So it was a really challenging case trying to get to the boat because the clouds came down to probably 200 to 300 feet above the surface of the water. So, getting out of the clouds to the boat, getting the swimmer, there are rescue swimmer on the boat. And then the aircraft that we fly is very fuel limited. So almost, as soon as we got there, we sent the swimmer down, we had to immediately go get gas. And then coming back out, coming through the clouds again, and going through this and being able to pull, that guy off, never really heard what happened, but he was stable enough in the ambulance when we transferred him over at the airport and, really, hope that, that was for the best. But it was just a great teamwork exercise and proud to hopefully been able to help on that one. So it was exciting.
You got my heart racing just listening to it. And I always say, I don't mind hearing these stories after you guys complete the case. And so, it's probably better that I don't know.
Sometimes, most of the time it's not too bad, but you get a few of those, like probably one a year or something like that. Some people get a lot and some people don't get any, but I'd say it's probably like one a year, one every 6 months that you're like, wow, that was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, spend about a minute talking about, what the steps are. If somebody says, you know what, I want to get in the Coast Guard and whether going through the academy or candidate school, I mean, what do you recommend?
Well, it depends on what kind of job you think you might want. So if you want to fly as a pilot, or be in command of a ship or drive a ship, then you're going to have to be an officer first. So you can either go to the academy or do officer candidate school, or there's a couple of other special programs, college programs that the Coast Guard provides. But if you want a job, like you want to be a rescue swimmer, like you want to jump out of the helicopter, or be a gunner's mate or the flight mechanic that does all the hoisting and the maintenance on our aircraft, then you can look at enlisting and you would go through boot camp and then go your route of training. So kind of depends on what you want to do for a living.
Okay. And then obviously with the academy, good grades, you mentioned earlier, also being involved in different things and activities and, and good grades. I keep saying good grades.
Yeah. And it really your grades don't have to be perfect. I think that's the thing that I hope that people don't go like, I would love to do that, but I'm just worried that, my grades aren't good enough or anything, but it's really, it's like the whole picture is what they're looking for. So like you want to have good grades, but they don't have to be perfect grades test scores, same thing. You want to have good test scores and try to do your best. But if it's not the best ACT score that anybody's seen ever, you know, it's not a huge deal. As long as you do have those kind of extracurricular things, they really look for people who were active participants on teams and in clubs and actively engaged in their community and doing community service and things like that are equally, if not potentially more, I think, important than just the academic performance.
Okay. So there's hope for someone like, you know, I could get in.
Yeah. I think, you know, age-wise, we might have to get a waiver for that, but otherwise, I think so.
As Avery said, an OG cadet training for old geezer. Right.
They just increased the age to 42, I think, for enlisting, though. So not far off.
Yeah. Yeah. Gee, you're so kind. And kind of wrong. Anyway. All right. We got to wrap this up. So one more time, the handle for the helicamper.
So that's at helicamper underscore RV. That's HELI camper underscore RV on Instagram.
All right. Well, too bad you can't bring the helicamper out when you come visit sometime.
I know. It's a little bit of a long trip, I guess, out to Colorado, but we'll make a
nationwide trip.
Yes, that's on the bucket list, is cross-country road trip for a few months with it.
Well, thank you guys both for joining me, and appreciate it. And I'm going to go jump on the helicamper, check out the photos one more time, and thank you for your service and everything you do. And, you know, I don't often get to say this on an interview. In fact, I don't think I've ever said this on an interview. I love you both. Be safe. And thank you for joining me.
Love you too.
Love you, Jack.
All right. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO 98.3 FM. Have a great day.